Let's see again. We started Perikira. Perikira, Tesis is going to discuss three different Yisur. The Yisur Hatmane, the Yisur Shehiya, and the Yisur HaChazara. The Yisur Hatmane applies on Erev Shabbos and on Shabbos. Two different Yisur. On Erev Shabbos, it only applies if it's a Dover HaMosiv Hevel. And on Shabbos, it applies even if it's only Mamid Hevel. And Dein HaShmashas, we had the end of Perik Lamed Lik, and Dein HaShmashas of Erev Shabbos, you go to Kula, and we allow you to do Hatmana, provided that it's not a Dabah HaMais of Hevel. Dein HaShmashas, we allow you to do the Hatmana. Okay. So Tosfos says, we're not discussing Hatmana in our Perik, because Hatmana is only author if the kli in which you have the food is covered around and around with the dava hamatan, some object. If you put a pot inside the oven, that's not called hatmana. The fact that it's surrounded with heat has to be surrounded with some dava hamatan. Good. So we're not talking about hatmana. We're talking about shehiya and we're talking about hachazor. So shehiya is an issa. Everybody agrees there is an issa. It's just a machloikah satanoim and a machloikah samaroim. Four different opinions. Two opinions in Tanoim and two opinions in Amoraim. And Tosfos points out at the end of the Tosfos, Tiamat Bishleimo, that the two opinions of the Amoraim, Lashkechan Tana de Sabahoch, you don't find any Tanoim whose opinions correspond to the two opinions of the two Amoraim. So what are the four opinions? At what point does the Yisr Shehiya, at what point does the Yisr Shehiya no longer apply? How cooked, how well done does the food have to be? Let's say you don't have to be concerned Shem Yichad B'chom. So Hananya is a Tana, he's the biggest maker. He says, if it's already Kamachal Ben Yerusoi, Muta V'Hashosa Agabi Kiro, Afal Pisheni Gorat Ene Kotzim. Tosfos on the top of Laman Zayin and Aleph thinks, the Kaimon on Kehananya, Kamosha Afarish. They think we pass on Hananya. Why should they think that we pass on Hananya? Because Halacha Kistam Mishnah, and there is a Stam Mishnah in the first Perek that says like that. Where's the Stam Mishnah in the end of the first Perek? You're late, young man. Okay. The submission in the first parak says on the bottom of your test on the base. And tell them basa basa le base of the she told them about yom. Allah kadei she come upon him about yom. He come upon him about yom. He said it develops a crust on the outside. The inside can still be raw. A lot of times you get challah. The inside tastes a little raw. It's kemachal ben derusoi. You have cream aspanim on the outside, but it's only kemachal ben derusoi. Nonetheless, the Mishnah says that that's acceptable. So the Gemara says that the Mishnah goes like Hananya. Once it's Higil, Michael Mendes, I move to Losha. So Tosfos says we pass like Hananya. Okay, that's what Tosfos thinks. What you show me, the Rosh says he thinks that we don't pass like Hananya. We should pass in. Again, he says the Minigir, the Rosh says the Minigir is like Hananya, but he says the Din should really not be like Hananya. His reading of the Gemara is that Halacha is not like Hananya. So in the period of the Tanoim, what is the opinion of the Tanoim? Who are the Tanoim who disagree with Hananya? The Gemara calls them the Rabbanon. Machlokes Hananya ve Rabbanon. Who are the Rabbanon? So Tosfos identifies them as Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, because the names appear in Laman Chesam and Aleph. And you see that they only argue b'di'eved, if you did Shehiya without Gruf Oktuma, when do you introduce a penalty? We have a din hamavashel b'Shabbos. There's a penalty b'meizid, and maybe even b'shoigig, where the concert show got to meizid, also gin gittin on dafnun gimel here on lamed ches amid aleph on the third line. Hamavashel b'Shabbos b'shoigig yochel b'meizid leyochel is a tosefta, etc. But it's also mishnah and trumas. That there's a penalty b'di'evid midirabbanim for someone who violates the din. Then I told you there's an isa bishul, but there's no penalty b'di'evid. Most of the Tanaim hold that the Isa Maisa Shabbos is only the Rabban, the son of Isa Derais. So the Gemara has a whole sugi in Gittin, afternoon Nun Gimel, where it comes to Shogot Amazim. We spoke about it in the context of Hamitame, Vahamadame, Vahamanasech, where the Mitame, Medame, Menasech, that's called the Hezek Shein Nika, where the Shmei Hezek Mederais, you have to pay, the Hezek Shein Nika, or Lo Shmei Hezek Mederais, you not have to pay, it's only apparent to me the Rabban, because the Mishnah says Hamitame, Vahamadame, Vahamanasech, B'shogig pata b'meizit chai. You only have to pay b'meizit. So you see from the Mishnah, the low concert shogot amazit. And the Gemara has the topic in Kalatar Kula, where the concert shogot amazit, low concert shogot amazit. Fine. So one of the examples of a penalty, all kinds of penalties b'di'evit, midirabbanon, for someone who violated. Hanateh b'shviyas, there's a penalty. One who does malacha b'chalamoid is a penalty, you shouldn't get hanoa from it. One is aim about l'nisal hatchila, one is mavat l'nisal hatchila, there's a penalty. One kindly thinks that if you violated the nisir, so they make a penalty midirabonis. Here it says hamavashal d'shag, if Shabbos, there's a penalty midirabonis. Here the Gemara has a shaila, on Shabbos there are three levels of isurim, we discussed many times. There's an Isa Dishol, there's an Isa Malacha Deraisa, then there's an Isa Malacha Midirabbanan, and then there are things that are also Midirabbanan Mitam Gzeira. It's not even a Malacha Midirabbanan. So let's say one who does Shehiyah, the Mezid, on Erev Shabbos. What did he violate? What Aver did he do? It's a Gzeira Shema Yechata Bigacholim. Shema Yechata. If he'll be Mechata Bigacholim, he'll be in violation of Mechabo Amagr. That's the Gemara increases on Daf Yates. But he didn't do Mechata Bigacholim, he did Shehiyah. So that's also Midirabbanan. So you can't say Midirabbanan. Whoever does Shia is in violation of Mechaba Mavar. It's hard to say that. The practice is that it's not. So he's not in violation of Mechaba Mavar, even Midirabbanan. The further stretch of the imagination, you can't say that he's violating Mechaba Mavar. The word is that if he does Shia on Erev Shabbos, he's in violation of Agzera Midirabbanan. Agzera Midirabbanan. So when they made the din of Hamavashal B'Shabbos, that there's a penalty, you're not allowed to get on Noah. That Zera the Rabbanan only apply, the Gemara has the boilable. The last line on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Bo minem Rabchia Barabba. Yes, the question of Rabchia Barabba, what's the din if a person violated Shehiyah? The Shogeg. Shocha Kedera Gabikir. Maybe this Mezid is worse, but what's the din of the Shogeg? Shocha Kedera Gabikir of Bishlo B'Shabbos Mahu, what's the din? Is there a penalty with the Rabbanan or not? What is the Gemara suffix? Whether the penalty with the Rabbanan only applies to the case on Mavashal, which is an Isa Deraisa, but if a person only violates an Isa Derabbanan, then there's no penalty. Why is this Mishnah in Trumas? This Tosefta, on Mavashal B'Shabbos, it says Tosefta Perigimel. Tosefta Perigimel, which Mesichta? Shabbos. Whenever it doesn't say which Mesichta, it means a Mesichta that you're learning. If it's a Tosefta from a different, a Bekizdika Tosefta from a different Mesichta, so then it tells you what Mesichta. Whenever it's a Mesichta that you're learning, so it says Tosefta Perigimel. Then it says this Tosefta really appears in the Mishnah in Trumas. Why does it belong in Trumas? Because the Mishnah says in Trumas that you're not permitted Midirabbanan. There's a Mishnah in the end of Beitza that says that Midirabbanan is forbidden to be Mafrish Trumas and Maisis B'Shabbos of the Yontif. A Chalamod you're allowed to, but on a Shabbos Yontif you're not allowed to. What's the din if a person goes ahead and he violates the din of Emak being Shumas Maisa B'Shabbos of Yantar? So it says Beserish, Midirabbanan, there is a penalty. It is also Midirabbanan. You can't say that the Gemara Safik is the Boy Elohu, Bo Minei Rabchia Barabba, what's the din? Should I say only by Mavashal B'Shabbos because he violated the Nisa Deraisa? But the penalty, Midirabbanan, the Knaf Midirabbanan doesn't apply if he only violated the Nisa Derabbanan. It's like Exeril. No, that's the Mishnah and Truman says the Farish. That the penalty of the Rabbanon applies even if the fellow is only Mafish Trumas and Mises, the Shabbos of the Yontif, that there's a penalty. So that's the Farish. You have to say the Gemara Safik was, maybe the penalty of the Rabbanon only that Hamavashal, the Shabbos, you're not allowed to get on from it, maybe the penalty only applies to one who does a Malacha. Either he does a Malacha Deraisa, he does a Malacha Derabbanon. Hamavashal, the Shabbos, is in violation of a Malacha Deraisa, Bishol. One who violates Hafrashas Trumas and Mises, the Shabbos, is in violation of a malacha midirabbanan, misakin mana. The Rambam said that there are two reasons why we prohibit mafrish trumas and maisis. One iser, both midirabbanan. There's no iser deraisa. Both midirabbanan. So one iser midirabbanan is mishum misakin mana, and our third misakin mana is only on kelim mana. Mem nunavat mana is a kli, and midirabbanan is misakin mana on ochlum as well. And then there's an additional iser of Mekach HaMemka, which is Gzera Shema Yichtov. Yeah, but it's a Malacha Midirabbanan. So maybe the Mishnah and Shumas that records the penalty Midirabbanan, that one is Mafresh Shumas and Maisis on Shabbos is not allowed to eat the Chulin HaMesukadim, it doesn't necessarily mean because he violated the Gzera Derabbanan of Mekach HaMemka. It could be if he only violated Gzera Derabbanan, then there is no penalty. But one that violates a Malacha Midirabbanan, here there is a Malacha Midirabbanan. He's Misak and Manam Derabbanan. Then there's a penalty. So here the Shaila of the Gemara was, what's the din by one who violated Shehiyah? Shehiyah is not only a Malacha Midiraisa, it's not a Malacha Midirabbanan either. It's only a violation of Gzera Midirabbanan. So maybe there's no penalty if he only violated Gzera. There's such a similar Gemara in Beitza. The Mishnah says in the beginning of the second paragraph in Beitza, he's supposed to make an Erev Tavshilin. If you don't make an Erev Tavshim, then you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. The Gemara has a whole sugya. What's the din if a person went ahead and he cooked on Yom Tov for Shabbos without the benefit of an Erev Tavshim and violated the din of the Rabbanan? Is there a penalty of the Rabbanan or not? So it's an Ibad Leif Shita, and we go to Kula. So what's the suffix of the Gemara? What's exactly the Gemara suffix? So the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Yom Tov quotes long Arichas. He has two pshatim in the Gemara. One pshat in the Gemara is, that's the way he writes in the Shulchan Aruch. One pshat in the Gemara is that the Gemara's topic was regarding Hamavasho b'Shabbos. Does it only apply to Shabbos, or does it even apply to Yontif? It's a strange pshat. Why Shabbos is Kares and Yontif is only alive? But the penalty applies to one who does Malach HaChalamoyed, and one who plays to Shemitah, even though Shemitah b'Zman is only the Rabbanon. One who does Malach HaChalamoyed, Malach HaChalamoyed, according to many Rishonim, is only with the Rabbanon. Chaver Paskins Malach HaChalamoyed is only with the Rabbanon. Then the Gemara has also Eimavatan Nisa Lachatchila. But yeah, but if you went ahead and you violated it, then there is a penalty. Eimavatan Nisa Lachatchila is only in Nisa Dirabbanan. You're not allowed to marry Milberes Chavera Menekes Chavera. If you went ahead and you married her, so they make a penalty. You have to get divorced, even if you're a Kohen, and now you're stuck. Now you can't remarry the girl. So we make a penalty for you. Also, you violated the Rabbanan. So why should you say that the penalty only applies if he violates an Isa Deraisa that has an Isa Skila with Kores. But if you do Malach HaYantav is less, then they never made a penalty. Why? Such a universal penalty. They made the penalty all over the place. For violating Malach HaZchalamoyed, there is no Kores. It's only an Isa Derabbanan. And Shemitah B'zman is only Rabbanan. So that's a difficult pshat. It's a difficult pshat. That's what the Shulchan Aruch learns that pshat. In the Sugyan Beitza, here it says, Beitza Yud Zayin Amud Beis. And the Sugya Beitza, on the second parak, the Gemara has an Ibad Lev Shita. If a person didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, and he goes ahead and he cooks on Yom Tov for Shabbos, do we penalize him that he's not allowed to eat the food or not? So it's an Ibad Lev Shita, so we go to Kula. So the whole issue, the whole penalty was only an Isa Dirabban. So we go to Kula there. So the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef, quotes two pshatim. So the pshat that he has accepted was the penalty introduced on Yom Tov or only on Shabbos? It never says explicitly in the Mishnayos and the Brises and Shumas and the Tosefta. It only talks about Shabbos. It never says a word on Yom Tov. So the Mechaber Paskins, he go to Kula. That whoever does on Malach on Yom Tov, let's say a guy went fishing on Yom Tov, clearly in violation of the Mishnah, ain't saw them dog it be Yom Tov. He's not allowed to go fishing on Yom Tov. Guy went fishing on Yom Tov. So Mechaber says, we go to Kula, there's no penalty. And other Rishonim, the Beis Yosef quotes, other Rishonim learn a totally different shot. No, the whole Nifei, Erev Tavshilin is only Midi Rabbanan. On the level of the Raisa, the Gemara says, the fair Shei, Erev Tavshilin is only Midi Rabbanan. There is no Erev Tavshilin in the Chumash. On the level of the Raisa, for whatever the reason is, it's permissible to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So if a fellow goes ahead and he cooks on Yom Tov for Shabbos without having placed an Erev Tavshilin, so what did he violate? He violated a Malacha. He can't even say he violated the Malacha Midi Rabbanan. He didn't violate a Malacha Midi Rabbanan. He didn't violate a Malacha Midi Rabbanan. It's something like he didn't live up to, it's not even a Gzeira. He didn't live up to the mitzvah Midi Rabbanan to make an Erev Tavshilin. But it's not that he really violated an Aveira. He didn't fulfill the mitzvah Midi Rabbanan of making an Erev Tavshilin. So that's what the Gemara had in the Bible. If she's done that, you go to Kulim. So that you could say that's what the Gemara was asking over here. What's the din of it? Along those lines. If a person violates Shehiyah on Shabbos, Shehiyah on Shabbos is not a Malacha Midaraisa, it's not a Malacha Midarabanan either. It's a Gzera. It's a Gzera that's violated the Shevi Al Tasa. You don't violate the Gzera by putting the food on the fire on Erev Shabbos. You don't violate anything on Erev Shabbos. You put the food on the fire on Erev Shabbos, and then you change your mind and you take it off before Shabbos enters, and then you're not in violation of Shehiyah. The violation of Shehiyah is always the Shevi Al Tasa. The Gemara says maybe the penalty was only introduced levashal who the kovid meiser. The violation is bekumbi asay. So then you have a din mezidliach avahai the kovid meiser. Here it's a violation b'shevi al tasa. Shehi is always violated b'shevi al tasa. Even over the hisha. Here the Gemara has a shaila shochach kedera. Shochach means b'shegi. Even if the fellow puts the food on the fire and Erev Shabbos on purpose. But sof, bottom line, that's not the issa that he put the food on the fire. The violation only comes later. B'shevi al tasa. A malachi can never violate b'shevi al tasa. Malachas are only b'kum v'yaseh. And achanam, it's only exera. So that's the Gemara Sufik. He only violated exera. He only violated exera b'shevi al tasa. If you're cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos, at least the violation was, he cooks on Yom Tov for Shabbos without an Erev Tavshilin. He didn't really violate a malacha. It's not a malacha min ha'ter, it's not a malacha min ha'rabbanon. But what he did, he violated the Kumbi Aseh. Over here, the whole violation is B'Shevi Al Tasa. So it's even weaker than the case in the Gemara Beit. So that's the Gemara Sofik. Does it make sense to say that there should be a penalty in the Rabbanon in this case or not? That's the Gemara Shaila. So Nachman, so what are the different opinions? Before we go through the sugya again. So the first opinion is Hananya. So Hananya holds that after he reached the point of the food is Higil Machab and Yerusalim, before Shabbos begins, so there's no Gezer Hashem Yichat to be Kachon. Why should it be so nervous? The food is ready, well, Achila to some people, so you don't make Gezer Rabban Hashem Yichat. The Chachomim who disagree, the Tanaim who disagree with Hananya are Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, who are quoted on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara doesn't quote them till towards the end of the sugya, after they already filled in the middle sheetas. So the extreme sheet of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is, you're not allowed to leave food on the fire on Erev Shabbos, even if it's mistamik viralo. There's no hefter. Even mistamik viralo, you're not allowed to leave food. They only argue that the evid, then you make a penalty, that if over v'shoha, there's a penalty, you're not allowed to eat the food. So they argue, what's the din if it's mistamik viyofilo? Does it make sense to make a penalty with the rabban over there? If it's mistamik viralo, he's not getting on off, he's not gaining any benefit from the violation of the gzeirah. But if it's mistamik viyofilo, he does get a little bit of a benefit. But he could have enjoyed the food even without that. So for Nachri, he's like, it's aish, the base of Shal Yisrael. I say, I don't have to leave the house. I could have gotten Hanor from the light that was on anyway. So that's not called getting Hanor. But over here, it's not that the Nachri did it. Here, the Yisrael violated, but it's the Shegeh. So that's why there's a Machloikis Hatanai. So the Rebbe Meir says that once you reach the point of Mushal called Sark, even though it's Mistamik Viyafalo, it does make sense to make a penalty in the Rabbanah. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Even up until the point of Mistamik Viyafalo. Once Mistamik Viralo, although he violated the Isser, Shehiya, that's what both Rebbe Meir and Rabbi Yehuda seem to hold, that the Isser Shehiya applies even if it's Mevushal called Sark and Mistamik Viralo. It's still forbidden in the Rabbanon to do Shehiya without a blech. You need a blech in the Rabbanon. They just argued, is there a penalty in the Rabbanon after you reach the point, if it was already Mitzamek Viyofilo on Erev Shabbos, Mubushal called Sarkai. But it's still Mitzamek Viyofilo, that's a Machlag Hatanan, doesn't make sense to make a penalty in the Rabbanon. But the Yisr Shi applies even if it's Mitzamek Viralo. You always need a blech. There's never a hetter to do Shia without a blech. These are the two opinions among the Tanoim. And the two middle Shitas said that Shita is not even mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shitas Rav Meir v'Chachamim, that there should be an Isser Shi, even in Mistamik Viralo, that for sure is not quoted. The only Mechaber says, V'yesh Omrim, the second Shita the Mechaber quotes, V'yesh Omrim, the din is like Hananya. The first Shita, the Mechaber quotes, is not Rav Meir Rav Yehuda. That's Lagamrei, not accepted. In between the Hananya and Rav Meir Rav Yehuda, you have another two Shitas of Amoraim, which Tosafot said don't correspond to any Shitas of Tanaim. What are the Shitas of Amoraim? So Rabbi Yechanan is quoted in the middle of Lamed Zayin on the base. Kirish is good. If it's Mavushal called Tzarkoi, even Mitztamik V'yapalo, there's already no Chashash of Shem Yichat. It's already Mutter to do Shehiya. You can do Shehiya without a blech as long as it's Mavushal called Tzarkoi. So then the Gemara gets excited and they say, wait a minute, how can you say that? But Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. So he said, maskim that they disagree. I'm saying over Rabbi Yechanan Shita. So Rabbi Shmuel disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Nachman holds like Rabbi Shmuel, and they hold a little bit like Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda. A compromise between Hananya and Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda. They hold if it's mitamik veralo, then it's muta to do shi. You don't need a blech. Mitamik viyofalo, you would need a blech. So that's shitas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Nachman. That's the compromise shita of the Amoraim in between Hananya on the one hand, and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir on the other hand. And then you have Rabbi Yechanan disagrees. He says, no. He says, as long as it's Mavushal Kol Tzarka, even if it's Mitzamik V'yofalo, there's already no Gzeirah de Rabban. So these are the four Shitas, the two Shitas of the Tanoim, and the two Shitas of the Amoraim. How does the Shulchan Aruch quote? Anybody have a Shulchan Aruch? Here has the letter Aleph of Rabbi Yechanan, then it has the letter Beis on Rabbi Nachman. It can't be that the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Nachman, they disagree with each other. The Gemara says Rabbi Shmuel disagree with Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Shmuel disagree with Rabbi Yechanan. He says maskim. The Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda says I agree with you. Rabbi Shmuel disagree. I'm saying over what Rabbi Yechanan said. Then the Gemara says Rabbi Nachman holds like Rabbi Shmuel. that to put food on top of the fire on Erev Shabbos without a blech is only permissible in the case that it's mistamik v'ralo. Okay, so mistamik v'yoflo you're not allowed to put. And Rabbi Yechanah held even mistamik v'yoflo is mutter to put. So they don't say the same shita. So there's some kind of mistake over here. You can't have the letter Aleph on Rabbi Yechanan, the letter Beis on Rabbi Nachman that were paskling like both. You got to look in Shulchan Aruch, either the one opinion or the other. I forgot already which is the opinion. We always put a blech for different reason. Why do we always put a blech? If there are certain cases that you don't need a blech, we put a blech because we're concerned that it may be hatmana. What kind of hatmana? That the Rabbeinu Chananel, the Mechaber holds that it's hatmana, even though you're not covering over the whole kli. If the top of the flame is touching the bottom of the pot, that's also hatmana. So sometimes the fire is very high, and the bottom of the pot is touching the top of the flame. Usually that's not the case. Usually when you leave on a fire in Erev Shabbos, you don't leave on such a high fire. Even if you won't put a blech, it's not going to be touching the bottom of the pot. So you won't require a blech to prevent it from being called Hatmon and Abod Yom, Dabra Amos of Hevel. We still put a blech for another reason, that we want to do Hachazara. Let's say if you leave a kettle of water on the fire, and it's already fully cooked, so it's Mitztamik Veralo. What's going to happen with the water? It's going to become more geshmak. If you leave it, not going to get more geshmak, it's going to evaporate. So that's called Mitztamik Veralo. So Mitztamik Veralo for sure, we would... Bein l'Rav Nachman, Bein l'Rav Shmuel, Bein l'Rav Yechon, everybody agrees, Mesamik V'Ralo, you don't need a blech. We put a blech on because we want to do Hachazara. In order to be permitted to take it off and put it back on, then you have to have a blech. And Achanami, for that reason, you don't need a blech on Erev Shabbos. When you'll take off the kettle of water on Shabbos, you'll be able to put the blech on Shabbos. But you may have to walk around with the kettle of water for half an hour until you find your blech. So Hasvar no sense, put the blech on Erev Shabbos. And the fact that you solve your problem. Okay? So these are the four shittas in the Tanoim. Yeah.
Does the flame, the Rabbi Nachman says that the flame touching the pot might be a tana. Does that specifically only apply to a flame, or also to one of those cooking plates? Or but if you put the pot on, then it starts to work.
I mean, the pot is touching the element.
Right, and then it starts to heat up.
If the pot is touching the element, then there are. The Mechaber Paschen is like Rabbi Nachman, that that's Hatmana. Sometimes the element is below the, it's covered over by the cover, by the piece of metal. It's not touching the element. It's covered over, so then it's not Hatmana. But whenever the element is directly touching the pot, so according to the Mechaber.
It's not fire specific?
Fire or the source of heat. But a lot of times the element is below the surface of the thing. It's covered over already. So that doesn't count as Gufo Ktumo. Gufo Ktumo has to be a hacker. That's the way it always is. So that per se is not a Gufo Ktumo. But it wouldn't be, it would remove the issue of Hatmana. The only time the Mechaber Paschens like Rabbeinu Chananel that you have a problem with Hatmana is if the element, the source of the heat, is directly touching the bottom of the pot. But usually it's covered over. Okay, so we learned the whole Gemara till the bottom. Let's start from the bottom. Bottom of Lamed Zayin and Beis. Bo minei Rav Chiya bar Abba, they asked the Shaila, Shachat Kedera Agabi Kira Bishla B'Shabbos Mahu. They asked Rav Chiya bar Abba, what's the din if you violated B'Shogeg Shachat? You violated B'Shogeg the din of Shehiyah. You could have asked what's the din B'Bezit if you violated the din of Shehiyah. We don't know yet what the din is B'Bezit, we don't know the din B'Shogeg. They're two Shaila. It's a Sofek Agabi Sofek. Maybe even if one violates Shehiyah B'Bezit, there's no penalty with the Rabbanah. She is only a gzeira, it's not a malacha even with the Rabbanim. It could be that there is no penalty. I feel in Tim Siloma that there is a penalty. Maybe the penalty is only b'mezid. A law konsu shog got to mezid. So you have a sofik agabi sofik. Whether konsu shog got to mezid in an instance where the fellow violated shehiyah. So what's the answer? So he didn't answer. Good policy. Ishtik. Rav Chiya bar Abba did not answer the shayla. The next day he did research. The next day, Lamocha Nofak Dorshlu. Next day he gave a shiur to the students and he told them the following. The Mishnah says in Maseches Trumas, Amavashal b'Shabbos b'Shogeg v'Meizid lo yoichal. Mishnah draws a distinction between b'Shogeg v'Meizid. So regarding the question that he asked me yesterday, that distinction only applies to Amavashal. But over here, Veloishna, in the case that you asked yesterday about one who violated Shehiyah, B'Shogeg, it doesn't make a difference for the B'Shogeg of the Mezid. So which direction does it not make a difference? Frank the Gemara. My Veloishna, which direction? Since it was only a violation of Shehiyah, So even b'mezid, there's no penalty, because it's only a gzeira. He didn't even violate a malachim with the rabbanon. So it's mukal, or should I say the reverse? Since it's such a flimsy yisr, it's such a shvach yisr to do shehi on erev Shabbos, it's a violation of gzeira rabbanon, which is always violated by definition. M'shev yaltasim, when Shabbos enters, the pot is there on the far. So maybe it makes sense to say that there's no penalty at all over here. Maybe on the one hand you say there's no penalty at all. Maybe on the other hand, since it's a flimsy yisr, and if you say there's no penalty attached to it, then people may go ahead and violate the yisr. Like Tosfos said regarding Amir al Nochri. Why is it also b'dayevet to be nene if the Nochri is also malacha b'shvil Yisrael? Tosfos says because Amir al Nochri is only nisa derabbanon, so we're afraid that people will violate this flimsy yisr derabbanon, and they'll say that it was an accident, the Nochri did it on his own, we didn't ask him to do it. So in order to serve as the deterrent, so we said even if it's true that the Nochri does it on his own, it's still also b'dayevet. So maybe over here, maybe it makes sense to introduce a chumra mid rabbanon that loishna that beim shogig beim mezid. If someone's food was reheated, it was heated based on shehiya without a blech. Maybe we have to be machmer to ask the food in all cases beim shogig beim mezid to serve as a deterrent that people shouldn't say I forgot all about it. People shouldn't violate shehiya on purpose and say they forgot all about it. So this is the machlokes hamaraim. What did Rabbi Chiya bar Abba mean to say? He just said Veloishna. What does it mean? Rabbi Yezan Amichal Baila Heter. Mashal was covered mice in the Rezal Yachal. But in the case of Shehiya, the low covered mice, the violation of Shehiya is always B'shevi Al Tasa. It's never B'kum B'yasei. So B'mezir Nam Yachal. It's only a Gzeira. It's not a Meloche. And it's only a Gzeira violated B'shevi Al Tasa. It's very cow. If I said B'mezir Nam Yachal, there's no penalty at all over here. Nachman Yitzchak says the other Rabbi, he hanasenes, because it's such an isekal, we're afraid that people will come to violate it, so you have to be mechazikit. The Gemara says sometimes that the dinim derabbanon need chizuk, dibrei serchem tzichem chizuk, dibrei tereinem tzichem chizuk. The dinim deraisa people will observe. The dinim derabbanon people will say, well, it's only derabbanon, so what's so big? It's only a minig, so what's so big? So maybe over here, that's what the Gemara says. Nachman Yitzchak amali yisura, vashu lalasi li rumei. Then I say, this is such a flimsy yisakal, and people will violate it, and they'll say falsely that it was an accident. So to serve as a deterrent. So that's the machlokes hamaraim. So the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion. The Gemara is going to say later on that there was a point in history that for sure they made such a penalty with the rabbanim, like Rav Nachman Yitzchak says. Let's see. May say fegdim akasha shochach kedera gabi kira ubishla b'shabbos shochach. This is shehiya. Shehiya b'shogeg. Shochach kedera gabi kira ubishla b'shabbos. B'shogeg yoichal b'mezid lo yoichal b'med v'amamoyim b'chamash lo tzmul kol tzorcha tav shebishla b'shu kol tzorcha. But if it's mubushal kol tzorcha, even though it's mishtamik v'yofalo, yoichal b'rei Reb Meir, it does make sense to make a penalty over there because not really nenemam meyusha Shabbos. Not being nana, but it already was mevushal called tzarka. Buda says no. Even though it's mevushal called tzarka, since it's mistamik v'yofalos, it is called nana meisa shabbos. Rabbi Yudah disagrees with Rabbi Meir. Chamishuchma called tzarka mutarim because it's mistamik v'yiralo. And tavshesh b'isha called tzarka zos mendesha mistamik v'yofalo. Whatever mistamik v'yofalo, there is a penalty in the rabban. Chol mistamik v'yiralo is mutar. So the Gemara says katani mi'o. What is it saying in the middle of the brayse? Tavshesh b'isha called tzarka. That there is a penalty with the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, Bishleim Ram Nachman by Yitzchak, that's exactly what he said. That the Mezid there's a penalty, B'shogig there's not a penalty. But then the Rav Chiya bar Abba said before, Loishna Shogig, Loishna Mezid. He said, Bein Meshogig, Bein Mezid there's a penalty. So according to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, there's no problem. Loi Kasha Kan Kerem Zer, Kan Lach Zer. The Gemara is going to quote a Braisa that says, originally they didn't distinguish between Meshogig and Mezid. And then at one point the rabbis made Gzeira Derabbanan because they saw that people are violating Shia because it's such a light, such a flimsy issue. So they made a penalty. They said, Beim Shogig Beim Mezid. So according to Nachman Yitzchak, everything fits in. He said, Nachman Yitzchak commented on the statement of Rav Chiya bar Abba Loishna. What do you mean Loishna? That one who violates Shia, Beim Shogig Beim Mezid, you're not allowed to eat the food. And here this Tosefta distinguishes between one who violated Shia, Beim Shogig, as opposed to one who violated Shia b'mezid. So the Tosefta goes kodem agzera, and Rav Nachman by Yitzchak commenting on Rav Chiya bar Abba goes lachar agzera. Lachar agzera, they introduced the penalty Beim Shegig Beim Amazing. But the Gemara says if you hold like Rabba Rav Yosef, Chavayu Lehetera, that Beim Shegig Beim Amazing, there's no penalty at all. And then they made it clear that Beim Shegig Beim Amazing, there is a penalty. So when was this Tosefta formulated? The Tosefta says Beim Amazing, there is a penalty. Beim Shegig, there's no penalty. The Gemara says, "Bishleimer, I'm not by Yitzchok like Kasha, Kan Kodim Zer, Kan Liach Zer." The Tosefta that we just read goes Kodim Zer, so that's why the Tosefta distinguishes between B'shogeg and the Mezid. The Mezid, there is a penalty, and the Memra that he said, "I'm not by Yitzchok said, comment Kan Apchia Barabe, Beim Shogeg, Beim Mezid." That's Liach Zer. That at one point in history they made Zer. Ela Rab Rab Yosef, we don't understand. There's a three-way contradiction over here. They claim, Rabbi Yosef claim within Rav Chiya bar Rabbi Beim Shegig Beim Amezid, there's no penalty at all. Then if the Sefer says Beim Amezid, there is a penalty, by Shia B'Shegig, there's no penalty. Then we say that there was a Gzeira at some later point, that Beim Shegig Beim Amezid, there is a penalty. So where, how can it be? There weren't three stages in history. There were only two stages in history. Kan Kodim Gzeira, Kan Lacha Gzeira. Where do you find historically that there were three stages? That originally, initially, the penalty of a Mavashal B'Shabbos was only instituted vis-a-vis one of those on Melochim and Atarim and the Rabbanim. And then a later stage they introduced that it even applies to one who violates Xerim and the Rabbanim. Then the later stage, where do you find two stages? You find one difference. You find one change. Kan Kedim Xer, Kan Lachim Xer. The Gemara says Kasha. We don't know what it corresponds. How can it be? We don't have any evidence that there were three stages. They'll say that there were three stages. Rabbi Rav Yosef will claim that according to Rav Chiya bar Rabba, there were three stages in the din. That originally Beim Shogeg Beim Amezid, there never was any penalty at all for one who violates Shia B'Di'evit. Then at a later stage, the Tosefta comes in. The Tosefta comes after Rav Chiya bar Rabba. Rav Chiya bar Rabba is after. He was in the period of the Amoraim. So the Tosefta already preceded him. So that's what the Gemara says, Kasha. We don't know. But that's what they'll say, that there were three stages. The Gemara says, Psadoichit, Kasha. The Gemara didn't say Tiufta, he said Kasha, because maybe there were three stages. Okay, so we just don't have it recorded. Then the Gemara asks, what Gzera are we referring to? My Gzerta, that we said, Kan Kodim Gzera, Kan Lacha Gzera? The Gemara quotes them, you know, historically, at what point? At one point in history, they changed the din. The Amar Abiyuda Bashmuel, Amar Ababa, Amar Avkana, Amar Abitchilo, Ayam Ambashim Bashabim Shagiach Mazim Leel, Adin Lushachea. Mishir Rabba Mashim Mazim, Yam Shechaman, Utaz Vikansuan Lushachea. So they made a penalty, Beim Shagig, Beim Mazim. So the easier pshat is like Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, that there were two stages in the penalty. So the original Takana, the original penalty in the Rabbanan Hamavashal B'Shabbos B'Shegiach B'Mezid Lo Yechol even applied to one who violates Gzeira, not only to one who violates a Malacha Deraisa Malacha Derabbanan, even to one who violates Gzeira, but it only applied if you violated Gzeira B'Mezid, like Hamavashal B'Shabbos Chilkim B'Shegiach B'Mezid. And then Lachar Gzeira, they saw that people, it's such an Itzakal, it's only a Gzeira, and it's always, by definition, it's always violated B'Shegiach B'Altas. Can never be violated by Kumbi Yaseh. She is always B'Shev Altas. So such a Gzeira Kala, the people would be one to violate it. Like Amir Liakim, there are a lot of people violating. So the Chacham felt they have to make a chizik to it. So they made a penalty. Even if you only violated it B'Shegeg, you're also not allowed to eat it. Fine. Then the Gemara says there seems to be a contradiction in two sources quoting Rab Meir and Rab Yudit in the Raisan Laman Zainam and Aleph, they quote the Machlag Zameh Rav Yudah, what exactly, what are the details of Beishama and Beisila, what you're allowed to do Shi, what you're not allowed to do Shi, and so on. And if nothing corresponds over here, the Gemara says, Kashe. The Gemara has 15 lines in the bottom. Kashe the Rav Meir, the Rav Meir, Kashe the Rav Yudah, the Rav Yudah. Everything's in contradiction. So the Gemara says, there's no contradiction. The original Raisan Laman Zainam and Aleph is talking, if you leave a blech, if it's grew for k'tumo, what's muta to do and what's asa to do? That was the topic on Lamed Zayin Aleph. That's what the Mishnah talks about. Here we're talking a different thing. On Lamed Chesam and Aleph, we're talking about if he didn't have a blech, and you violated the Issa Shiyya. There is an Issa Shiyya and you violated it, so in which cases do you apply a penalty of the Rabban, to which cases not? So the Gemara is up to strange, Tesis points out. The Gemara says, there's a double stira. Rabbi Yehuda is a stira, Meir is a stira. So they should have answered, the Braisa on Lamed Zayin and Aleph is talking about what's Mutal L'chatchila with a blech. What's Mutal L'chatchila with a blech? And the topic over here is, b'di'evet, if he didn't use a blech, when do you have a penalty, when do you not have a penalty? The Gemara presents it as if there's a different teret on the stira or a Meir. The Gemara says the Rameir loy kasha. The answer is hala hatchilu habidiyevit. The price on Lamed Zayin and Aleph is talking about what the dinam hala hatchilu. We're talking about a penalty bidiyevit if you violated the dinam. The Rabbi Yehuda nami loy kasha kam begruf al k'numa kam shein begruf al k'numa. So Tesis says hala hatchilu habidiyevit. You need both answers on both. Everything goes on both. The price before goes with gruf al k'numa. What are you allowed to do shi'an with a gruf al k'numa? The Braisa over here goes, if he didn't have the benefit of the roof of Tumah, and it clearly wasn't a violation of the Din the Rabbanon, so how far do you go with the penalty of the Rabbanon? So here it's Belig roof of Tumah b'di'evet, and there it's in roof of Tumah l'chatchila. So you need the both halves of the answer on both. That's where the Gemara presents it is Gumgum a little bit. That's what Tosafot points out. You need the both halves of the answer on both. So far so good. Now the Gemara has a Shaila, which sounds like it's a repeat of the original Shaila. We just started today from Lamed Zayinam and based on the last line. Bo minei rabchia baraba. What's the din? Shochach kidei ragabi kira bishlo b'shabes mahu. We know that there's a penalty midirabbanon. There's one Tana holds that it's an issue deraisa. Amalasho b'shabes, just like Shabbos is Kodesh, so too the food that you cook on Shabbos is also Kodesh. So we don't accept that opinion. We hold only Shabbos is Kodesh, Rei Maseha Kodesh. Maisa Shabbos is only an Issa Derabbanan. It's not an Issa Deraisa. That's in Bava Kama, Dafayin Aleph. Imam Bava Kama, Dafayin Aleph, has a whole Machlekes Amoroim. Is there a Machlekes Hatanoim? That one Tana seems to hold possibly that you're dealing with an Issa Deraisa. Amavashel, the Shabbos lo yoichal is an Issa Deraisa. It's not a penalty, Midrabbanan. So that's not the accepted opinion. We pask, and may even be that there never was such a Tana. May it be that there never was such an opinion in Tanoim that there's an Issa Deraisa to eat the food that was cooked on Shabbos. Our feeling tips learned that there was such an opinion in the days of the Tanoim. That's not the accepted opinion. We hold that Hamavashel b'Shabbos, the whole topic is one Midirabbana. Is there a penalty Midirabbana? So on the top, on the bottom line on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, on the top line of Lamed Ches, they had the Shaila. This penalty Midirabbana that they introduced, the knas, like they introduced the knas and they made a knas if a man marries Muberes Chaver and Menekes Chaver and all the other knases Midirabbanan. So did they introduce the knas in the case of one who violated Shehiyah or not? So the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion, yes, Kaidam Akzere, is the knas applied the same as Hamavashel B'Shabbos, and Lach Akzere knas even applies more than Hamavashel B'Shabbos to serve as a deterrent. Now the Gemara all of a sudden repeats the same Shiloh all over again. Boy lahu, the Esther Shiloh over the Shoha Mai. Mikotsu Rabbanan Eloi. That's the same Shiloh that they asked before. Does the penalty of the Rabbanan apply if a person violated Shehiyah or not? So Tosis has two pshatim on the Gemara. So Tosis, the original Shiloh was Shochach Kedera Gabikira, Ubishla Bishabiz Mao. The original Shiloh was, what about Bishogig? And now this shaila is over v'shor Rashi has demazed my, and Tosis has also like this. The second shot, liu loshan over v'shor mashma demazed marva v'losha. Tosis' second shot is that the shaila was if the person violated demazed. Tosis' second shot is like Rashi demazed. So what's the suffix in the Gemara? Maybe the penalty was only introduced v'shoygeg. And the mezid, there's no penalty. No, if there's a penalty, the shogeg means they even made the penalty the shogeg also. But the mezid, there's certainly a penalty. So what's the Gemara suffix? The Tosafot says the Yom Rashi, but the kodesh is there both. The lach is there pshita dasa be shogeg kamo be mezid. Lach haragzera says that they made a penalty be mishogeg be mezid to serve as a deterrent. So what do we will say? The Gemara suffix was it boy lahu over the shoha mai. This is one to say what kodem akzer. So what's the suffix? What's the suffix? The person la'acher ha'gzeira, and we just read the gzeira. My gzeira does, the Gemara says, it made gzeira the Rabbana to serve as a deterrent. So la'acher ha'gzeira, you know, bein m'shegi bein m'ezer. The Gemara's suffix was a historical suffix. Question of history. Before they made the gzeira, what did the din used to be? Was the din that one who violates shehiya is the same as one who violates bishul, that b'shegi g'yecha b'mezid lo yechal, that b'mezid konsul, and maybe I feel b'mezid lo konsul. Maybe I feel b'mezid lo konsul. So then the gzeira made two jumps at once. Kodem gzeira, there wasn't even a penalty b'mezid. L'achar gzeira, there's even a penalty b'shegi. Not that there are three stages in history, that the Gemara said before kasher, that's hard to say. We assume that there are two stages in the history. So the Gemara knows this, the latter stage in the history is that la'acher ha'gzeira, there's a penalty, bein m'shegig, bein m'mezid. And now the Gemara is asking, Yiboy Elohu, a historical suffix. What did the din used to be? What's enough kamin am I the havi havi? I don't know. What did the din used to be before they made my the havi havi? The answer is nafkamina for the Gemara in Beitza. With a fellow cooked on Yom Tov for Shabbos without benefit of Erev Tav Shimon. He didn't violate a Malacha Derais, he didn't violate a Malacha Derabana, he violated a Takana Derabana. He was supposed to have made an Erev Tav Shimon. If you don't plan to cook on Yom Tov, there's no mitzvah to make an Erev Tav Shimon. You only have to make an Erev Tav Shimon if you're going to do some Malacha on Yom Tov for Shabbos. That guy's away in a hotel. He's not going to lift a finger, he's not going to do anything. The hotel people are going to say, they have to make an Erev Tav Shimon, he doesn't have to do anything. Unless his wife wants the bench licht, so the thesis is mesupik, where they need an erev tav shilin for the purpose of bench licht. So we add on la luke shraga misafik. So you need an erev tav shilin misafik. If you plant the bench licht, you should make an erev tav shilin misafik b'li bracha. If you don't plan to cook any food, then you don't say a bracha on the erev tav shilin. So all you're going to do is going to bench licht. You don't say an erev tav shilin. You don't make an erev tav shilin. So the Gemara had a suffix. If a person cooks on yontif for Shabbos without the benefit of an erev tav shilin, you can't really say he's in violation of a malacha midrabbanon either. Mutar even midrabbanon. They didn't declare his malacha. They said you got to make an erev tav shilin in order, whatever. That you shouldn't forget. Kedei sheyoymru, you're not allowed to cook on yontif for Shabbos. Kol v'chaim, you're not allowed to cook on yontif for chol. But it's a takana. He's in violation of a takana midrabbanon. So there, the Gemara had any bidlev shita, and we make a lot on that. We say that there's no penalty b'di'evit. Maybe that's the Gemara Safik. What was the status of Ova Vishor before the Gzeira? La'achar Gzeira, we know what the din is. This man is that bottom line. Be'im Shegik, Be'im Meizid, there's a penalty. What about Kodim Gzeira? Was it the same as Hamavashal B'Shabbos, that there is a penalty, the Meizid and not B'Shegik? Or maybe there was zero. Maybe there was no penalty at all. And Afkamina for cases other than Shia, and Afkamina for the case there in Beitza, which we pass in La'alocha La'okalan. That could be the suffix. That's if you learn that the suffix is over the shab amazed my. Over the shab amazed my. What was this? Lachar akzera we know. It's bem shogi bem amazed. The suffix was kodem akzera. Whether one who violated a gzera de rabbanon, is he also penalized with the penalty on the vashel b'shab is he not allowed to get on or not? If Tesis' first pshat is, the Nira reads the Boyle Bishogeg, the re learns that they're talking Bishogeg. So Bishogeg, we just said that there is a penalty. Lachar Akzera, there is a penalty. Bein Bishogeg, Bein Mezen. So what's the suffix? So Tesis says no. The suffix was Aliba the Rabbiuda. The Rabbiuda said before, if it's mitzamek v'yofelo, then it's called nenem amalechas Shabbos. Mitzamek v'ralo, it's not called nenem amalechas Shabbos. So the Gemara Shaila was, alib Reb Yudah. Avagav dein alochit Reb Yudah. You don't pass like Reb Yudah. We pass as mutalach, Tay says we pass like Hananya. So of course you don't hold like Reb Yudah. There's nothing to discuss. Hananya says mutalach atchila, to leave food on the fire without a blech, if it's Basha Kamecha Ben the Restore, you hold you're not allowed to leave fire on the blech, you're not allowed to leave food on top of the blech, even if it's Mavushal called Tzark Masamek Veralo without a blech. So it's a totally, we don't pass like Rabbi Yudah. That's how Tesis says. So Tesis writes here. The Nirali read, the Mboyla, I'll leave it Rabbi Yudah, I've got to say, I'll look at Rabbi Yudah for sure. Far away from Rabbi Yudah. No one's going to pass like Rabbi Yudah. just a toss up with the Paskin. We said the Paskin like Rabbi Yechon, Paskin like Rabbi Shmuel. No one's going to Paskin like Rabbi Yudah. Tosafot holds the Paskin like Hananya. And according to the other Rishonim, you don't Paskin like Hananya, but you Paskin like the middle Shitas of the Amoraim. That for sure they rejected the Shita of the Rabbi Rabbi Yudah. So what was the Gemara's Ibaya? He also mitztamek v'yofalo dafke v'meizid odil ma'afilo b'shogig. That's what they're not sure. Basically, Rabbi Yudah doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Yudah says that even though the food is mizbashel, cold, sarkai, if it's mitztamek v'yofalo on Shabbos, so then they made a penalty in the Rabbanah. So the Gemara is asking in Shabbos, maybe that penalty only applies if he did it b'meizid. So maybe the mezid lo yoichal, there it makes sense to make a penalty if it's, even though it's nizbashel called sarka, but it's mitztamek v'yofalo. But if it was b'shoigeg, if the whole thing was b'shoigeg, so maybe it doesn't make any sense to make a penalty so far. How can you make a penalty mitztamek v'yofalo? He's not really nether, like if the nochri turns on the lights, and the lights were on anyway. So how can you say I'm getting on the... That we didn't understand Rabbi Yudah in the first place. Rabbi Meir is more mistaber. Rabbi Meir says that there is no penalty. Once it's mavushal called sarkai, ice with stomach v'yofalo, it's even tastier. So that's not enough to be labeled as a nenema malecha Shabbos. So Rabbi Yudah disagrees. Rabbi Meir says that it is enough. So now the Gemara raises the topic. Maybe Rabbi Yudah shita only applies in the case where he violated it b'mezid. But if he violated b'sheigeg, then it doesn't make any sense to say that you should penalize him even on the to the extent of mitzamek v'yofalo. Maybe once it's mubushal kol sarkai, so it doesn't make sense to make a penalty at all. That's what Tosafot says. They only read the boy la v'basha b'shegeg or b'shegeg v'al yibir abiyu. It's mubushal kol sarkai. Avgal den alach abiyu. That's parenthetic. Word written that was the suffix. He also mitzamek v'yofalo adafkim v'ezer adim afilu b'shegeg. That's the suffix. Yeah, but Tosafot finds this problematic to fit it into the words. They're insisting that the Gemara Ziboy Lahu Ova Vishoha Mai means Ova Vishoha Vishoigig. The word Ova usually means the mezid. So that's what they go back and forth. They're not sure whether that pshat is Nitan Lahiyama. How does the Gemara say Ziboy Lahu Ova Vishoha Mai Minkotsu Rabbanon Olo? So Nahamal, what are the two pshatim of Tesis? The one pshat is that they're asking a historical question. What was the din kodem agzer? Lachar agzer, we know the din. Be mishaygig, be mezid, there's a penalty. But the shaila is kodem agzer. What's the difference kodem agzer? What would the din be in any other case other than shehiya? There are other cases of one who violates agzer derabon. Would there be a penalty be the evet or not? That's the second shot of Tosafos. Amar Rashi, kodem agzer bo, the lachar agzer pshita rosh mishaygig be mezid. So it was kodem agzeret. Did the gzeret jump two steps, or did the gzeret just jump one step? Gzeret made it that beim shegig beim mezid, but kodem agzeret beim mezid, there was a gzeret, there was a penalty, or maybe kodem agzeret, there was no penalty at all. Beim shegig beim mezid. The first shot that Tosafos was no, the Gemara Sofik is lachar agzeret. Lachar agzeret, I know that beim shegig beim mezid, there is a penalty, in order to be mechazik the din of the Isar of Shehiya. But the Gemara Sofik is, Rabbi Yudah doesn't really make any sense in the point that he disagrees with Rabbi Meir. He's disagreeing regarding Mavushal called Tzorka and Mitzamek V'yofalo. So we really should compare that to the case where the lights are on anyway, but the Nochri turns on another light, so you get a little bit more pleasure. So like they're over here the same thing. Mitzamek V'yofalo, a little bit more pleasure. So Rabbi Yudah says that there is a penalty. So now the Gemara is raising a question. Maybe the penalty Rabbi Yudah, maybe that's only if he did it b'mezid. Maybe if he only violated b'shogeg, maybe it doesn't make sense to make such a penalty. So what is the Gemara answer? So Shema Adam Shmuel Bar Nos Namam Chanin Shalach Rabbi Yosi L'Tzipori. What prompted Rabbi Yosi to go to Tzipori? Ben Nissen Goyim says he had to run away from the Roman government. It tells you to look on Daf Lamed Gimel. One Daf Lamed Gimel tells you the story about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, whose yartzeit happens to be observed on Lag Bomer. Okay, Daf Lamed Gimel is Lag Bomer. So he, so the Gemara says, Yosi Shoshosak, he was listening where they were planning to overthrow the government, so the government penalized him. Everybody who was involved in the plan to overthrow the Roman government, everybody was punished. So Rav Shimon bar Yochai ran away. He was the Rosh HaMadabrim. He was the one who really wanted to overthrow the government. So he ran away for his life. So he was hiding in the cave for many, many years. They never found him. There was a baksa tree in front of the cave, so they assumed that that he wouldn't. No one would be there. But the Rav Yossi had to run away from the government. That's why he was. That's why he went to Tzipor. Shalach Rav Yossi the Tzipor Matzah Hamish and Shtar Gavi Kira, Veloy Asalahem Beitz Mitzamok and Shtar Gavi Kira Veasalahem. What's the difference between Beitzim and Chamin? Because Chamin is Mitzamik Viralo, and Beitzim is Mitzamik Viofalo. And the Pasha Peshat is My Love Laoso Shabbos. My Love Laoso Shabbos. As he said that here there's a Gzeira Midrab. In other words, they had violated the Din of Shehiyah. And he said that B'dieves, Mitzamik Viofalo is a penalty, Mitzamik Viralo there's no penalty. So according to each Peshat, how does it fit in? So according to the second shot in Tosfos the Rashba, this story of Rabbi Yossi occurred way before the Gzeira. Kan Kodem Gzeira, Kan Lacha Gzeira. That Gzeira was in later generations. So you see that even Kodem Gzeira, there was a din that the Mezid there is a penalty. After the Gzeira, they equated Shogig to Mezid. But Kodem Gzeira, there was still a penalty for whoever violated Shehiyah. According to the first shot in Tosfos, we're not raising a question, what was the din Kodem HaGzeira? They wanted to know, what's the din? Does it make sense to say that Mitzamek, Rabbi Yehuda Shittas, so much rubs us the wrong way? Rabbi Yehuda says that even if it's Mavushal called Tzok, Mitzamek V'yofo, we make a penalty, Midrabba. How can we make a penalty? He's not really being the enemy of Malacha Shabbos. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it doesn't matter. He is being the enemy of Malacha Shabbos. And Rabbi Gemara wants to tone it down a little bit. They want to say, maybe that's only been mazed. But if he only violated Shia B'Shoigig, maybe not. So then you're going to say the Rabbi Yossi story was B'Shoigig. Motza Chamash and Ishtahu Al-Gabi Kira V'lo Yosalahem Beitz Mitzmok Shem Ishtahu and Ishtahu means B'Shoigig. It's not clear. That's according to that Pshat and Tesis, that's how they're learning the Pshat. He found that they had violated Shia B'Shoigig, and nonetheless he said if it's Mitzamek V'Yofalo, there is a penalty in the Rabban. Okay. So then my love though, so Shabbos, there is a penalty in the Rabbanon, even B'Shoigeg, even to the extent of Mitztamik V'Yofalo within Rabbi Yehuda. According to the other Pshat and Tosfos, no, the whole story occurred before the Gzeira. So it's not Nishtal means B'Shoigeg. Nishtal means B'Mezah, the same word they're arguing with. The word Nishtal means B'Shoigeg or B'Mezah. So the other Pshat and Tosfos learns, no, he violated, the story occurred before the Gzeira, and it clearly must be talking about B'Mezah, not B'Shoigeg. And that's the Shaila. What was the status Kodem HaGzeira? Was everything Mutter? You say that Bei Meshagig, Bei Meizid, there's no penalty. So it says, Beferish Natsa. It says, there is a penalty. Even Kodem HaGzeira, Bei Meizid, it's us. So the Gemara says, no. You don't necessarily see anything from this story. When Rabbi Chanina, when Rabbi Yossi went to Tzipori, the days of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, when they were running away from the Roman government, that was way before the Gzeira. It could be that the Pshat is not Leosa Shabbos. He introduced a penalty to the Yevid, the one who violated Shia. No, maybe B'Di'evit there's no penalty at all. Or maybe B'Shogeg there's no penalty on the Tzamek of the Yofalo. Maybe what it means is Asalem, the Shabbos Abo, that you're not allowed to do that, the Shabbos Abo. So it comes out, we don't know what the answer is. So on the second Shaila, we're not sure. This suffix in the Gemara, Iboy Elohu, we're not sure what the answer is. The Gemara is Matche. The Gemara is Matche, the proof, so he left without any proof. Okay. Yeah.
In the lashon of the Brice on the Mesvei earlier, So isn't it mashma that Rabbi Yehuda is molded by a tasha shalom bishul called sarfa that you're made called b'shogeg, and then the machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda is only in a fashion called sarfa? So how could Tosus on the first day explain that the suffix
again shochah kedei ragab kir bishul b'shabbes b'shogeg b'mezid lo yoichal? Tosus in the first pshat was suggested that one.
So the Gemara was on Bamedram and Bechamin Shalosh Mokol Tzarka. And then the Gemara says, but by Mavushal Kol Tzarka, that's the Machlek is Rameir of Yehuda.
Yeah.
So it's Mashma that by Lo Mavushal Kol Tzarka, Rabbi Yehuda be molded that Bishogeg Yochal. So why would he be Machmir? Meaning, how could the suffix of the Gemara within Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Tosa's understanding is that is Rabbi Yehuda saying Dafka Mezid are also Bishogeg? But from the ratio of the Brice, it seems that Rabbi Yehuda's mode b'shogeg by tapsha shalom b'shul kol tzarko they could be yochal. So why would it be machmir by hochmul kol tzarko?
Rabbi Yehuda is machmer, even if it's mizbashel called circa, as long as mistamik v'yofalo, there's still a penalty b'di'evid that you're not allowed to get on. Yeah. But the penalty only applies b'mezid. B'shegig, it says no penalty at all, even if it was mamash ruah. Shachak there, gabi kir bishlo b'shabbos, no penalty at all. Like bishlo, hamavashal b'shabbos b'shegig, there's no penalty. So he says over here also there's no penalty. The only time he makes a penalty is b'mezid l'yoichon. And then he goes, how far does he go with the penalty? Yes, yeah, so what does the relearn? In my love, bashal b'shegig, libra b'yuda, how far would Rabbi Yehuda go? Means lacharagzera, that you equate shogig to mezid, make an equation between shogig and mezid.
Rishon sefer machor between kodem agzera and lacharagzera.
No, no, the whole brisa goes. How do you read the brayse stam? It says shochach, then it says b'shoygigach b'mezid lo yoch. So what does it mean shochach b'mezid? How do you read the brayse stam? That's a good question. Starts off shochach kider agavi kira bishlo b'shabbos b'shoygigach. Then it says b'mezid lo yoch. It's not talking about. That's one sentence. Shochach kider agavi kira bishlo b'shabbos b'shoygigach. B'mezid lo yoch is a different case. It's not shochach. Shochach is b'shoygig. It's not b'mezid. And then it says b'mezid lo yochol. Then you have the machlokes satanoim. B'mezid, how far do you go with the gzera? So then Tosis raises the shaila. After they made the gzera, in the days of the tanoim, they didn't yet have the gzera. After they made the gzera, to equate shogeg to mezid, does it even apply to Rabbi Yehuda shita or not? Because it doesn't make sense. He's not really being nana. So maybe the penalty lahash v'shegel amezim only goes if it basically got cooked. But if it already was mizbashel cold circa before Shabbos, just in the stomach, the off alone, even b'shegel also you make a hashva between shegel amezim. So that tesis is mizbashel. That's the Gemara stuff. But the brice of the whole brice goes kodem agzeir. Yeah, the agzeir was in the later days after the times of the brice. Good. Okay. What does the Gemara continue? The Mishnah has a machlokes ben Shamisil whether we permit hachazora. What does it mean hachazora? If the person, the Gemara is going to say, the person was holding on to the food, or the other, but that's the lachzor, fine. Holding on to the food, is he allowed to put the food back on top of the fire on Shabbos? If he has a blech, sure. But the Silo allow hachazora. When is hachazora? On Shabbos. If you follow the opinion of Bisilu, whose opinion we do follow, we pass like Bisilu, the din is Nasir and Afilu Bishabis. Afra Belshia Nami Sobe Af Mazir and Afilu Bishabis? Mazir and Afilu Bishabis. So the whole Gemara doesn't make any sense. That's what the word Mazir means, Bishabis. So what are they discovering over here? What did. Rav Sheshis has a big Chiddush, and Rav Belshia says the same as Rav Sheshis. That's what the Pirush HaMivah says. Mazir means, B'Shabbos Shir means when you put the food on the fire on Erev Shabbos. Mazir means when you put the food on the fire on Shabbos. So what do the words mean? Mazir afilu B'Shabbos. So Rashi says, the top Rashi on Lamed Ches on the base. One could have said that Heter Hachzor is only on Friday night, not on Shabbos the afternoon. If you took off the soup in order to serve the guests on Friday night, then you're holding on to the pot, and some of the guests are going to come later, so you're permitted to put the food back on top. Let's say the hotel, they serve hundreds of guests, so not everybody's up to the soup at the same time. So they take off a big pot of soup, and they serve some of the guests. So you're allowed to put it back on Friday night. But if you put it back on Shabbos afternoon, maybe that looks like you're preparing for Malav HaMalka already. Maybe that's awesome in the Rabban. Maybe there's no longer a Heter Hachzor because it looks like you're preparing the Tzorach Mocha. That's what Rashi learned. Maksim Afilu B'Shabbos. Afilu B'Shabbos means Afilu Bayom as opposed to Balaylo. Bayom HaMocha. So the Tema, you shouldn't say, Pluk Taim Shech HaShecha. Machlech is B'Shabbos B'Sil and Mishnah goes Friday night. Vosmudu Shor B'Sil only allow it on Friday night. Mishum Nemucha Milchel Adat Adu Tzorach Mocha Shoch Yilei. Why is he putting it back on Friday night? He wants to eat it tonight. He wants to eat it tomorrow. Abba Bayom, Lamukhul Shokhla Dai Tadri, Botla Hatmona, Habakamakhla Hatkhila. Rashi mixes in again Hatmona. Leave out the Hatmona. So you can say like Tesus, leaving out the Atmana, that maybe the Heter Hachzar is only Balayla and not Bayom. You're going to put it back on the fire on Shabbos, on top of the Balach on Shabbos. Maybe it looks as if you're preparing for Malam Malk. So that's what Tesus says. Tesus on the top quotes the Rashi, but they say it's Deichik to fit into the words. It says Machzir Afilu B'Shabbos, should have said Afilu Machzir Afilu Bayom. And they should have said Af Rabbi Shisavar Af Machzir Afilu Bayom. Not B'Shabbos. What Friday night is not Shabbos. Friday night is also Shabbos. What kind of a lotion? So that's the Tesis is comment. Well, the Fizet Tesis writes, how will it mean? Afilu Bayom. Afilu Bayom HaShabbos, not Machzir Afilu B'Shabbos. So then they say, look in what we wrote on the opening Mishnah in the Perek. They had their Chiddush. What's their Chiddush? Well, the Maida Perish is Dikab Lektai Bechol. Oh, see, Shapir. Tosfos comes up with a whopper of a Chiddush. That there is an Isser HaChazorah on Erev Shabbos, and there is an Isser HaChazorah on Shabbos. What do you mean HaChazorah on Erev Shabbos? HaChazorah on Erev Shabbos, that's what we call Shehiyah. To put food back on top, take out food from the refrigerator. Put it on top of the fire on Erev Shabbos. That's what we call Shehiyah. To put the food on the fire on Shabbos, that's what we call HaChazorah. How can Tosfos come up with such a Chiddush? That to put the food on Erev Shabbos is sometimes called Shehiyah, sometimes called HaChazorah. If it's earlier in the day, then it's called Shehiyah. If it's later in the day, then it's called HaChazorah, and it's Mochomer. What is that all about? So that's what the Ur Sameach points out, that there was a fundamental Machlokes. So we're showing what's the reason why we prohibit HaChazorah, min HaTorah, HaChazorah is muta because we say in Bishol HaHadishol. But with the Rabbanu, we don't allow you to take out the kugel or the cooked chicken from the refrigerator, put it back on the fire on Shabbos. Is that because with the Rabbanu we say Yesh Bishol HaHadishol? So it's an Isa Bishol. That's what the Rishonim call Mechzikim HaHadishol, means Bishol with the Rabbanu. Or should you say no, that the Isa HaChazorah is also Shemi Yechate? It's not that it's Isa, it's an Isa Shemi Yechate. Ayav Shehiya Shemi Yechate, HaChazorah Shemi Yechate. So how come for Shio you need is a blech, and for Achzor you need more than a blech, you need other beyond of Daita Lahachzor in addition to the blech? So that's what we mentioned a few times. There are Sameach and the Mishnah Berurah both say, look in the Rabbi Natam and the Sefer Yosher, that he asked the question and he gave the answer. And we already discussed the answer a few times. Fine. So Tosfos Shita is like that. That's the Rabbi Natam and the Sefer Yosher. Tosfos Shita is that the Iser HaChazor on Shabbos is not because of Bishol Midirabbanon. Now the din is Ein Bishol HaChabishol Min HaTorah, Ein Bishol HaChabishol Midirabbanon. Still Ein Bishol HaChabishol. The Iser HaChazor is for the same reason as the Iser Shir Shem Yechata, but it's just a little bit more chomer. So Tosfos L'shita Sam can envision it's Nitan LeHayomer that there's an Iser of if Shehi Shem Yechata, and she is always violated B'Shev Al Tassim when Shabbos enters and my food is on the fire without the benefit of a blech. And Achzor is also Shemi Yechate, but it's a little Mochomer. So then, Lefi Shita Sam, Tosfos can imagine a third category, that putting the food on the fire late in the afternoon on Friday afternoon is also Mochomer than Shehiya, and less Chomer than HaChazorah Mamish on Shabbos. But it's all the same thing. There's a din of Shehiya early on Friday afternoon, there's a din of HaChazorah late on Friday afternoon, then there's a din of HaChazorah Afilu B'Shabbos. And they're all the same thing. They're all basically the same thing, but we're machma a little more. If it's Friday afternoon, we're machma a little more. And if it's Shabbos already, then you're even machma a little more. But it's basically all the same Yisra. So that's Tosfos L'shita Sam, that they hold that the Yisra of HaChazor on Shabbos, not because Midirabbanon that we declared Yesh Bishol HaChabishol. It's not because it's Bishol Midirabbanon. They hold that it's only Shemi Yechate. So they can develop, come up with such an einfall that there's an Yisra of HaChazor on Erev Shabbos late in the afternoon. The other Shitas HaRishonim, who disagree fundamentally with Tosfos, the Chachmei Svarad, who hold that that HaChazor is an Isa Bishol Midirabbanon. So what should I have to say? An Isa Bishol on Erev Shabbos? On Erev Shabbos you're allowed to cook all you want. On Erev Shabbos you can only talk about Shia. On Shabbos you talk about HaChazor. It's impossible to talk about HaChazor. Late in the afternoon on Erev Shabbos should be an Isa HaChazor. On Erev Shabbos is a din of Shia. What's the difference earlier or late? It's all Shia. That's what the Ur Sameach says, that this whole Chiddush that Tosfos has on the Mishnah, that there's a din of HaChazorah late in the afternoon on Erev Shabbos, is all the Shita Sam, that they are of the opinion that the whole prohibition of HaChazorah is only Shema Yechata. And that's why Tosfos said in Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Mahu Lismach, the Gemara had a suffix, since all Gzer the Rabbanu Shema Yechata, and maybe the Gzer is only instituted when you're putting the pot back al Gabi Hoesh. If it's b'samach al-sama gabesh, then there's no gzeirish emi yichate. So this, the Gemara itself, igmahu lisbach, the Gemara comes out lahokel. Toshma, Tosis writes the next day, Toshma, umasik d'shoi lisbach, it's mutter. You don't need a blech, it's mutter. So what was the suffix of the Gemara, that the Gemara came lahokel? What was the suffix applying to which cases? So the Chach Mitzvorot said, the suffix of the Gemara, ma lisbach is only a Shia. They can never raise such a suffix on Hachzara. Hachzara is an Issa Bishon with the Rabbanon. So how can you say it makes a difference? Agabi Yahesh, not Agabi Yahesh. If he cooked the Toldos Yahesh, it's an Issa Deraisa. Gilgal Mai, so the Gemara says, Chayab Chatos. The last line on Lamed Ches on base. If he cooked with a pot that was heated Be'esh, and now he's cooking with Toldos Yahesh, it's an Issa Bishon Deraisa. So how can you say in Hachzara that there's a Tzad Lahokel, the Somoch? Bishol is Bishol. Some people by mistake think, you're allowed to turn on the hot water on Shabbos. Why? As long as it's covered up. As long as the fire is covered up. Guf of Tuma is Mata Bishol Deraisa. That's obviously incorrect. Guf of Tuma is not Mata Bishol Deraisa. Doesn't matter whether the fire is covered up or not covered up. You're not allowed to cook food on Shabbos. So the Chach Misvarad hold that the Gemara Sofik Ma'al Lismach only goes on Shia. It cannot go on Hachazorah. Not like Tesis. Tesis says it goes both on Hachazorah and on Shia. It's all the same thing. Everything is Shem Yechata. So the Gemara raised the suffix, and the Gemara came to the conclusion, Masik Dushori, Lismach, you don't need a blech, that there's no Gzeri Shem Yechate unless it's Agabi Hoish. But the other half Mitzvah hold not to, that's all the Shitasim. That's your Samah. That's all the Shitasim. So when is this man that you're not allowed, if you do Shehiyah late in the afternoon on Friday, that's Mochomer. The three levels, the Shia on Friday earlier, the Shia later on Friday, which is Mochomer, that for sure you need a blech. For sure you need a blech. Then the Shia on Shabbos, then the Hachazar on Shabbos, which also Gzeresh Emichata, which you need more than a blech. You have to avoid a Biyodah V'dai Talasa. Late on Friday afternoon, you don't need a Biyodah V'dai Talasa, you just need a blech. That's what the Rosh says. All you need is a blech. But Chananya's Heter won't apply. If it's Mavushal, Kamachal Ben Derusai, we're not Mekel on Achanan, he's only Mekel on Mavushal Kamecha Ben Derusoi, Mutal Lishahoso Agabi Kira. You're allowed to do Shia, but you're not allowed to do Hachzara. Chanan agrees you're not allowed to do Hachzara. Even Mitztamik Veralo, everybody agrees you're not allowed to do Hachzara, unless you have a blech. So that's what the Gemara, that's what the Bali Atesis claim. If you're going to do Shia late in the afternoon, on Friday afternoon, then Chananya's Kula doesn't apply. Tesis holds the whole like Tesis, as we pass like Chananya. So that's if you're going to, you don't need a blech if you're putting the food on earlier in the day. But if you're going to put the food late in the, later on in the day, closer to Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, closer to Shabbos, then for sure you need a blech. Because that's Machama. When is this man of closer to Shabbos? The Tosfos has two tzedodim on the Mishnah. The bottom Tosfos on Lamed Vav on the base, Dibra Masla B'Sul Lamed, the Tosfos has two suggestions. The one suggestion is if you're going to put the food on the fire so late on Erev Shabbos, that it will not get cooked. It will not be hot. It will not be hot. Mishor, the Omer read, the Mishor shall yuchla lahatichem v'od yom, also lahachzir. What does it mean, male resicha? Resicha means 212, the boiling point. The Taisha says, if you're putting the food on so late on a Friday afternoon, that it's not going to be male resicha, so then it's the second, it's mochomer, then Shia, and it's less chomer than Hachazara Mamish on Shabbos. Why is it more chomer than Shia? Even if you hold like Chananya, whom they hold like, they want to see Gil Machel Ben Derusai, there's no Isser of Shia, but if it's late in the afternoon, then it will be awesome. Even though the food is fully cooked. The food is fully cooked, let's have chicken that's fully cooked in the refrigerator. To put it on top of the fire, late in the afternoon on the Erev Shabbos, won't become Mali Resicha before Shabbos, that's awesome. Then he says, V'yoya Meri, suggest another shade of an interpretation. Even if the kugel is burning hot, let's say I just took it out of the oven. I cooked it in one oven, and I turn off the fire there. But I want to have hot kugel on Friday night, so the balabasta takes it off before she benches lich. That's an hour and a half before the husband is going to come. He, in his shul, the rabbi holds a long shia between the Kabbalah Shabbos and Baruch Hu. So till the husband is going to come home, it's going to take forever. They're going to have Kalbach Shabbos. It's going to take 3 hours till the husband comes home. So she wants to have a warm kugel. So she doesn't want to have the oven on. So the kugel is finished. She cooks the kugel. She takes it out, turns off the fire. Now she wants to put it on top of the stove. The kugel is burning hot. What's the problem? why do I need a blech? It's mamish mevushel kol tzarka. The whole thing is more than machal ben nisa. Mevushel kol tzarka. Why do you need a blech? So he says, no. Since if the kugel would have been cold, she's putting it on, and the fire is a low fire, and she's putting it on so late before Shabbos that if the kugel would have been room temperature, would not have been able to reach roschin ma'ale resicha, means 212. Not have been able to reach ma'ale resicha before Shabbos. So that's called the zman of hachazora on Erev Shabbos, and you're not allowed to put on the kugel even though it's resayach now. Even though right now it is resayach, you must have a blech. You don't have to have oida b'yoda b'dayta l'asa, but you have to have a blech in such a case. So the two shades of interpretation within the Ri, the Chachmei Svara deny the whole thing. There is no such thing as Hachzor and Erev Shabbos. The whole thing is non-existent. It's a figment of the imagination of the Balei HaTosfos. But the Tosfos hold that there is such a thing. That's how they got it from this Gemara. Not only is there a hetter to be maksa be Erev Shabbos, there's even a hetter to be maksa be Shabbos. So they got it from this Gemara that there are two Zmanim where we talk about Hachazor. One is late in the afternoon on Erev Shabbos, and one is on Shabbos, and the Ri has the two shades of interpretation. Doesn't mean Mishor Shaluyuchal Hasiach Mebo Yom Asa, but if it's Roseach now, so then it's okay, then there's no problem. But he's saying no. But see in the name, Erev Shabbos not be also Asa. I feel the Roseach if it's so late. Shim Hoyakar. What do you mean Hoyakar? If it would have been in the freezer, nah. Doesn't mean if it would have been in the freezer, it would take an hour and a half to thaw out. It would have been room temperature. If the food would have been room temperature. You're talking about a burning hot kugel. So he wants to say Vyoda Marie, he wants to say another shade of a shita. That if it's so late in the afternoon that if the kugel would have been down to room temperature, he would have put it on top of the fire is so low that it wouldn't become Mala Resicha before Shabbos begins, so then it's an Isa Hachzora even in such a case.
This is not talking only about liquids. It's a sefer that you talk about solids.
Usually, on the level of their Raisa, correct, on the level of their Raisa, the concept of Mala Visicha is also not relevant, because we paskin that Yatzal Lettuce is Bishl.
Right.
We paskin Yatzal Lettuce is Bishl. On the level of their Raisa, there are three prohibitions of Bishl. There's Bishl by food, that you make it, Royal Achille, Tamachal Ben Yisoy. Then there's Bishl by Mashkin, that you make it, Yatzal Lettuce. You don't have to have it, even that it should be Mala Visicha. Then there's Bishl by non-food items, if you make it soft. The Rambam says either make it soft, they make it hard. The Rambam and the Gemara. Yeah, but here they're talking about something that already is mevushel. The whole thing is in ganzen kuk. And he's coming up with a new din de rabbana. If you make it mala resicha, so it goes both by liquids and by solids, by both. If you make it mala resicha, that's the zman on Erev Shabbos of Hachazor.
According to the Balei HaTosfos, the other Tanai Achzara, is Tosfos molded that those Tanai Achzara are for Bishul de Rabbanan because he's not worried by Shema Yichata?
I don't think so. That's not because of Bishul de Rabbanan. That's because of Shema Yichata. Everything is Shema
Yichata.
That was our Binah Tam's Kasha in the Seif Ayosha that everybody tells you to look up. If on Erev Shabbos we don't permit Shehiya Shema Yichata. And if you put a blech, that solves the whole problem. So why do you worry? And the Hachazor is only because Shem Yechata. So put a blech. Why do you need to be other B'dayta Mahachzeh? What's the problem? Why are you more machmir on Shabbos than on Erev Shabbos if the whole thing is all Shem Yechata? So Rabbi Natan gave the whole explanation. It's a bigger concern. But these requirements of other B'dayta Mahachzeh, that's only if you want to do Hachazor on Shabbos. If you want to do Hachazor on Erev Shabbos, all you need is a blech. If you want to do Shia, sometimes you don't even need a blech. If it's Kamachal Ben the Research, it says it's passing like Hananya. Or if you pass like what the other opinions, then it's at the government. But if you want to do Hachazorah late in the afternoon on Erev Shabbos, whichever sheet and tesis you'll adopt, so then you have to have a blech. So l'chol ha'des, you have to have a blech. The difference is in time, yeah?
It is in time?
Yeah.
Why?
How early before Shabbos do you have to put the food back on top of the fire that it should not require a blech? If the food is either Michael Ben the Restore according to the way Tosfos paskens kechananya, or if you'll not accept Tosfos, the Rosh doesn't want to pass like Hananya, he wants to pass like Rav Nachman or Rav Yechanan, whoever you want to pass in the middle sheet is, so the food is ready, higil lekach. But still, you don't need a blech if it's Shehiyah. Shehiyah means if it's earlier in the day. But if I took it out of one oven and then I want to put it back on top of the fire later in the afternoon on Erev Shabbos, and then the Chola days, he would need a blech. Just like on Hachzar on Shabbos, he need a blech by dawn. Hachzar on Shabbos, he need more than that. He need other be other b'dayt and lachzos. On Erev Shabbos late in the afternoon, you just need a blech to permit you to do what we would call Shia. The Tesla called an Hachzar, and they say you need more than a blech. That is the Gemara that Tosfos got there. They built up the whole Shita from this Gemara. Leman diyamah machzir, machzir nafilu b'Shabbos. Not only on Arab Shabbos, even machzir and b'Shabbos.
Yeah, right. I don't understand fully. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, that the Orsinat quotes,
yeah,
to be machal between Shia and Achzar, that you need more to know Achzar. So right. What's the chiluk between Arab Shabbos? Meaning, if on Arab Shabbos you're saying that this is considered Achzara, so you match with everything.
No, sof kol sof it's Erev Shabbos. He's going to regulate it. So let him just put a blech. And show him. If it's earlier Erev Shabbos, you don't even need a blech. Either if you accept like Hananya, Michael Ben Yisroel, or accept the other shittas of Damarayim at some later stage.
So we got a kama dinim as Shehiyah and like other dinim as Hazar. Laying in the fact that we're not needing Tanya Hazar, so we just assume it's just a...
It's basically, all three are the same. It's everything Hashem Yechata. But we just call them by different names because we have different degrees of chumrah on them. So if you did the Shehiyah earlier in the day on Erev Shabbos, so sometimes you would be maker, you wouldn't even need a blech. If I know in advance that it's going to be Kamachal Ben Yisroel later in the day. If you're putting it back on and later in the day, whatever that means, then the Chola days you need a blech. Then the Heter of Chananya or Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Nachman no longer apply. If you're putting it on Shabbos, then you need even more to make it Mekusha to before. So that's where the Gemara continues. Lo shana lo shod em yoda, but nechal gabi karak lasa. That's a machlekes. The next madama says, Ochi yam rab yechen, afil nechal gabi karak as muta. What is that? But that's only daita lahachzir. So to the maisa, we require both. Machlekes, whether he need oida bi yoda, or whether he need daita lahachzir. So we're machmer on both. You need both conditions. So the Gemara has a tool to show you. Do you need both, or is it good enough with one without the other? The first version of the Gemara was that you need both conditions. First version of the Gemara, you need both. You need to be able to be daita lachta. The second version of the Gemara was, if you have one or the other, is muta. If you have the other, daita lachta is muta. So the Mishnah Brura wants to say that since it's all the shyness in the Gemara, maybe in the whole topic of Hachazar is only with the Rabbanon, so maybe you should say, Sveika the Rabbanon lekul. That's a big chiddush. Mishnah Brura was a big machadish on every page in Shulchan Aruch. He changed the Pesach HaMekubal. So that's why over here it was always assumed for centuries that you need all the conditions in order to be able to be daita lahachzir. So that's the achidish what he wants to say. Since it's two lashonos in the Gemara and it's only a din de rabbanon, so maybe we should say sveika de rabbanon lekul. Based on the klali ha-Pesach, that's where it should be. But for some reason or another, it was never assumed like that for many generations. Then the Rambam adds another condition. You have to have loy nitzanen legamre. In order to be permitted to do hachazara, you have to avoid the yard of a daita lahachzir. You have to have grufa ktuma, that's for sure. You have to have grufa ktuma. Then you have to have, the Rambam says, like the first lashon of the Gemara, and you have to be yard of a daita lahachzir. And you need also loy nitzanen legamre. What is that all about, loy nitzanen legamre? Is it a hemshach from before, or is it an asina mechadosh? So if I'm still holding on to it, and I'd lay in Ichal Gabi Kark and a Daita Lahachzir, and it's still warm from before, then it's a Hemshech. What does it help if I'm holding on to the pot of soup, and someone is serving soup in the bowls, and keep on pouring out soup, and then the soup went down to room temperature. So what does it help that I'm holding on to that pot of soup in my hands, and I plan to put it back on the fire, but if it went down to room temperature, so how can you say that this is a Hemshech from before? If it cooled down, there's no hemshach from before. What shayach to say that it's hemshach? The pashtus in the Rambam is that if it's nitzana legamri, so there's no hemshach from before. Rambam is giving you another obvious, self-understood condition in hachazor. The Gemara only says two conditions, but the Ramah says it's self understood that there is a third condition that it should be learned in Tana Lagamra. That's how the Magen Avraham understood the Ramah. And then the Mishnah Brura points out that there's a Bir Agroh who understood the Ramah differently. The Bir Agroh just writes, the Bir Agroh always just gives you a Mar Mekonis. So whenever the Shulchan Aruch gives it, then he gives you a Mar Mekonis. Whenever he already explained what the Mar Mekonis is, so he'll say, Kanal, as he mentioned above. So the first, the one and only place where the Ramah says this, Leonid San Vagamre, the Vilna Gaon writes, Kanal, as mentioned above. It was never mentioned above. What is he explaining, Kanal, as it mentioned above? So the Mishnah Brura writes in the Bir Halacha that you see from the Bir Agroh that he understood that Leinit Stan Legamri is the only condition that's needed in a Dov Alach. If it's a Dov Agush, then there's no issue, then there's no requirement for Leinit Stan Legamri. And that you say Yesh Bishalach HaBishal but Dov Alach, if it's Stan Legamri, that did appear already in the Ramah before. The Ramah spoke about, let's say, Lahachazir. Let's say I'm going to take out a Kugel, I'm going to take out some chicken from the refrigerator and put it on top of the radiator. So we said, on top of the radiator, that's considered like mahu lismach, umasik tushari. Why? It's not agabi hoesh. The only time there's a gzeri shem yichate is if putting the food agabi hoesh. If you're not putting agabi hoesh, here the fire is in the basement by the boiler and the steam comes up. So when I put the food on top of the radiator in my apartment, in the dormitory, let's say, it's not called agabi hoesh. You can be machs or anything you want. So can you put soup also on top of the radiator to reheat the soup? The Ramah says, no, that's an issue of bishul ha-bishul. Mechaber quoted the two opinions, but he said, yesh bishul ha-bishul b'dav alacha, not, what's the issue? Because by Michael, by food, what's the definition of bishul when you make it v'ayla achila? You add raw chicken and raw potatoes, and then you cook it till the point that it becomes v'ayla achila sodom. K'machal b'edu v'soy, m'vushul kol tzog, whatever, make it edible. But by liquid, the water was, you could drink the liquid when you take the water out of the tap. So what's the whole definition of bishul by liquid? So he said, no, the taka is separate iser. That's what we just said. There are three different categories of bishul. There's bishul on food items, there's bishul on beverages, on liquids, and there's bishul on non-food items, on tar, on pegs, and on kalim, and so on. So the bishul on liquids is when you cook it till a point that it reaches yatzal erizbar. So the pashtus hasvara nosenes, that the klal of ein bishul ha-bishul in the Gemara only applies by the chicken and by the potatoes and by the kugel. It already is right achilu. So there is no bishul ha-bishul. It's ready in this bashul the first time. I'm heating it up now. But that's not the definition of bishul by food items. But by liquids, there's room to argue the point and say that yesh bishul ha-bishul. Even I cooked the water and it went down to room temperature, I'm going to put it back on top of the fryer. So now it's below yatzales, now I'm going to make it yatzales. It should be an isa derais. So nonetheless, the Mechaba has the two shittas. The Ramah makes a compromise and he says, the compromise implies mikir, then we really pass the name bishul ha-bishul by liquids. But we throw in a little chumr that if it's the tana legamri, if it went down to room temperature, then we say yesh bishul ha-bishul. But if it's tana legamri, if it didn't go down to room temperature, then we say ein bishul ha-bishul. So we are machmer to take out food, to take out soup from the refrigerator and to put it on top of the radiator, that will be machmer that yesh bishul ha-bishul b'dov alach. That poses a problem of, not a problem of hachazore, that's lismoch. That's considered like lismoch. I'm not putting in agav yesh. It'll pose a more serious problem of bishul ha-bishul b'dov alach. So now the Ramah says that the heter of hachazore, if it's already b'yodah b'dayt alach, only applies if it's learned in stan legamri, and the Vilna Gaon writes, kanal, as mentioned above. The only place that was mentioned above was in the context of a totally different topic. The context of the topic of bishul ha-bishul b'dov alach. So that's what the Mishnah Brura points out in the Bir Halacha. You see that the Vilna Gaon understood the Ramah differently from the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham understood the Ramah that this is another condition in Hachazorah. You have to avoid the Biyodah v'dayta l'hachzav alayin et stan l'gamrei, that I should consider it a hemshach from before, and then I call it Hachzorah, and then it's Mutter. Otherwise, if it's not oida biyodah v'dayta l'hachzav alayin et stan l'gamrei, then it's called an Asidim Yechadosh, and it's not called Hachazorah. Hachzorah is Mutter, because it's a hemshach from the Shia. If it's going to be an Asidim Yechadosh, not connected with the fact that it was there from before, so an Asidim Yechadosh on Shabbos is also Shem Yechad v'Gichom. So the Ramah, the way the Vilna Gaon learns, the Ramah didn't add a third condition in Hilchus HaChazor. In order that we should be considered a Hemshach from before, all you need is Zoy to be Oda B'day Telach, so you don't need Leinitz Tan L'Gamrei. And if you're holding onto a pot of Kugel, and it cools down to the room temperature, you're allowed to put it back on top of the fire even though it's mamish cool. Very strange. As long as it's oida biyada v'dayt al-hachzer. It doesn't matter if it's nitzan al-gamri. But what? On soup. If you want to put back soup on top of the fire, so if you're going to hold on to the soup so long, he's doling out bowls of soup to all the guests, and he holds on to the soup so long that it went down to room temperature, then he's going to put it back on, it's going to be a chashash of bishol ha-bishol. There's rice over there. The Ramo was machma, the yesh bishol ha-bishol b'dav alach, if it's nitzan al-gamri. So the Vilna Goyen, that's what the Bir Halacha points out. The Vilna Goyen understood the Ramo's additional condition that you need. Lo Nitzan Legamre, that only applies to Dova Lach, doesn't apply to Dova Gush. So Achidish. Right, that's what he said a few times. The Avnei Nezer writes that originally. In the Prima Sev, he writes the whole machlokes whether yesh bishlacha bishul dava lach or not only makes sense by soup. By water, of course, yesh bishlacha bishul. If it went down to room temperature, it went down below yatzlet. If you put it back up above yatzlet, that's the definition of bishul. He says it only makes sense to have a machlokes by soup. But then he writes in the Hashmotis in the end of the Sev, he says the minig olam is that the women are makel, even though the water, if they have a big blech. And they want to serve the chicken now. They want to serve the soup now. So they have the soup directly on top of the burner. Then they have the kettle with the water a little bit to the side. So it's going to be a little bit warm, but it's going to be a lot of times below Yad Soled. So then after they take off the soup and they take off the chicken, then they push the kettle back on top of the burner so it should be again burning hot, piping, steaming hot. So the kettle of water should be burning hot Yad Soled. So he says the minigo elim is lahakel even by water mamish. He says in the sefer he thought that it doesn't make any sense. And then in the end of the sefer he writes that the minigo elim, so he gives it, so he tries to knock sense out of it. It makes much better sense the first way. The first way the Egli tells it makes better sense the first way rather than the second way. Yeah. Okay. We're almost finished with the sugya. Okay. We have to do for tomorrow. So tomorrow I want to do Pina Mechem Mechem. Okay, I want to do also the Ran quotes a Yerushalmi that we don't have in our editions. A difference between HaChazorah on Erev Shabbos and HaChazorah on Shabbos. The difference between HaChazorah on Erev Shabbos and HaChazorah on Shabbos. I'd like to discuss that a little bit with this with the Birag Rov that we did today. Okay. Then what are we doing? Then we're skipping. Then we're skipping the next Gemara. We're going to the next Mishnah.